Ackerman Family Farm is situated just a few miles east of Morton, where pumpkins in varying shades of orange and brown dot the landscape for miles. A white farmhouse stands at the entrance.
My great-grandfather bought this farm. My grandfather, he helped build the house that we live in.
That's farm owner John Ackerman.
My dad was actually born in the parlor of our house, and I've raised my children in the same house. So we have a lot of history here.
He transitioned his family farm from raising livestock to primarily growing pumpkins in the 1980s. And he says his methods haven't changed much.
Ornamental ones that we grow here, and there are some food pumpkins that we grow here as well, they're hand harvested, every single one. And we'll harvest as many as 30,000 pumpkins a year by hand, if you include all the little tiny ones.
The processing pumpkins Ackerman grows for Libby's are mechanically harvested, but he says he has had a change on the business side, especially after 9/11. Ackerman says they thought they would see fewer visitors to the farm, but instead, people started coming out in droves that fall.
What they really wanted was a chance to get away from the television, away from the radio, and for that moment, just enjoy the peacefulness of a farm. And they told us that, and we were stunned. And again, realizing how blessed we are that, you know, we get to live out this kind of lifestyle.
Ackerman says increasingly, as large-scale farm operations make up the bulk of the agricultural landscape, family-run farms have become more a point of nostalgia. He says it's even therapy for some, and he's willing to make sacrifices to provide that opportunity. For instance, Ackerman says last year it rained too much and at the wrong time, and as a result, he lost 20% to 30% of his pumpkin crop. He says other farmers lost closer to 90%, but with losing a quarter of his crop, Ackerman still needed to purchase pumpkins from another farm.
When you have to purchase pumpkins from another farmer to sell them here in your own place, you just aren't going to make any money to speak of.
This year's harvest is well above average, but Ackerman says he may never make up for the losses.
You know, this isn't the way to get rich. If riches are measured in dollars, I think this is probably not the way. If riches are measured by, joy in what you do, then, we're blessed. We're very rich.
Ackerman says he hopes his customers get to share some of that richness, too, if only for a short visit. I'm Cass Harrington.